Christmas Eve, December 24th. The House of Representatives met very early this morning, 7 o'clock I think, to pass the foreign aid bill. It passed after a tremendously muscular job by a lot of people, which released us from our bondage. So we left Washington about 9:30, chopped to Andrews, flew to Philadelphia for the funeral of Congressman Green, and then we went on to Austin. Our first stop in Austin was the governor's mansion. The first thing we did in Austin was to go by the governor's mansion to see John and Lenny, and there they were, lined up on the back porch, John with his arm in a black sling, and looking, as cattlemen would call it, drawn. He looks older, and he looks in pain, but he looks fine and so handsome. And Nelly was smiling, and there was that cute little Sharon and Mark, where Johnny was. They had some coffee and a good little visit, and then continued our journey home. We decided to land at A.W. Strip, and it was just about coming sunset. Lyndon got in the car with A.W., and there they went, away together over the skyline. How often I have seen that picture, how much I like it, and what a real release is just like getting out of jail for Lyndon. I'm sure they had a gun in there, and I expect they did a bit of deer hunting, but a lot more talking. I returned immediately to the ranch. Found the house a great deal changed by Nancy, at my request, Nancy Negley, but most of it I liked very much. The Alexanders, Lucia, Becky, and Burge came up to join us for dinner, and of course, Cousin Oreo, and she brought along Aunt Jessie with us. Cousin Oreo doesn't look very well. She's lost about 20 pounds, and I'm a little worried about her. There are some changes about the house that I don't like. For instance, there are two enormous silver saucers pointing to the sky. I suppose they are a radar and have something to do with the landing strip. And then at each entrance, there's a little white cubicle of a guardhouse with a guardsman in it who checks everybody who comes and goes. And all around the house, front and back, are large searchlights that project out into the night so that never do you quite settle into the anonymity of darkness. The place is also a bristle, a Secret Service, aided by Texas highway patrolmen. Much has changed. The impact of this, I suppose, will gradually get through to me.